Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I haven't seen a lot of squirrels. There's no squirrels
here. There's no squirrels.
But there was a lot of squirrels in our old place. And I was like, oh, I'm going to miss like how much wildlife is here. There's actually so much more wildlife here. There's Canadian geese, Chinese geese. There's turtles. There's bunnies. There's like hawks and eagles.
Hella hawks.
Not eagles. Hawks.
Hella hawks.
Hella hawks. I got woodpeckers. We got cardinals. We got hummingbirds. We got yellow-breasted chets. Okay.
Okay, lady, bird lady.
Yeah.
Chill.
Sparrows, aplenty.
We get it.
Robins, American robins.
Shut up.
Welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
What's up? It's the Iceman, aka the Crypto King.
And today we realize it's been exactly 1 year since we have closed on this house and moved our entire lives over to a brand new city, which is that the city of Las Vegas.
We used to be Los Angelinos.
Yes. And before then, I was a Santa Barbarian.
And before then, I was a Santiagan.
Santiagan.
That's what we say, yeah.
That is what you say?
Yeah.
I never know with you, actually.
Santiagan, yeah.
Mosquitoes.
Well, that's that I got a lot of people with, I have to say.
Not me.
A very quick story about that. I would... For a long time with an ex-girlfriend's family, every time that we were talking about mosquitoes, I would always say, oh yeah, they had a bunch of mosquitoes out there. And then, because we lived in San Diego, she lived in San Diego, I would say, I was like, oh, we got to get over to Rancho Penasquitos. And they were always polite about it. They never skipped a beat.
What's it really called?
Rancho Penasquitos.
Oh, really?
Just like, but skeetos.
Yeah,
I would
yeah,
never
yeah.
say that.
You always say squitos.
Yeah, and then one day I told him that it was all bullshit.
Do you think that people from Phoenix are Phoenician?
No, I think that's a ridiculous accusation as well. I would never call someone that.
Okay. Yeah, me neither.
Okay.
Just wondering your thoughts on that. Anyway, so we live in Las Vegas now. We've lived here for a year now. And I thought that it'd be cool to run through a list of pros and cons of what we thought was going to happen and then what actually did happen. Did our wildest dreams and fantasies come true? Did our fears come true? What happened? Do we still feel...
Do we love it?
Do we love it?
Do we
hate
like it?
Yeah. Do we even like it? Do we like each other?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. The city that makes you turn on each other.
Yes.
The beginning of the end.
Well, hey.
I did get a lot more pillows since I moved here, so maybe it is the beginning
of
the end.
You actually did do that.
But it's colder here.
It's colder here. We'll get to it.
Yeah, we'll get to it. Did you want to start with your little... I made a little list of pros and cons.
My whole thing about LA, one of the biggest reasons that I wanted to leave LA was I didn't like how there was a certain feeling in the air around LA. Like when we were leaving LA, like everyone was freaked the fuck out because we were leaving in the middle of COVID.
Yeah, the pandemic.
And... So yeah, it was just like a nervous energy everywhere I went.
A heaviness. Energy. Yeah.
And you know, I always used to love LA. I used to miss LA when I was away from
LA.
Yeah,
same. We would talk about that all the time.
I would always feel like this hum of the city, and it's like there's like energy, and it's like
yeah, it's like this magic.
Yeah.
It's like when we would go on vacation and we would come back to LA, we'd be like, oh, I love this place.
Stoked on it.
Yeah, so stoked to be home.
I remember so many years of us driving home from various things or flying home and being like, oh, I'm so glad to be back in LA.
Yeah, I fucking love this city.
And then I'm not kidding, like something happened during the pandemic where that magic just went away from me.
And you can make a case like, well, yeah, I mean, the whole world felt like that, but
it didn't.
It didn't. When we came out here to look for houses, it felt good.
It felt really light.
The people just were more like, oh yeah, you know, it sucks, but okay, you know.
Yeah,
it wasn't this heavy feeling of doom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah, there's nervous energy.
Yeah.
And it's, I know that's fucking woo-woo weirdness, but it just is. Like it's like when you're walking in down like a dark alley. It's like that's how LA started to feel for me.
Yeah.
Instead of like that great energy that I got. And then once we were out here, I was like, man, this is like great. Even though I never even saw this house until the day we were signing the papers.
Yeah.
which is pretty funny. But I was in already on the city. Mm-hmm. I've been in on it for a long time. I was telling Chad and V, our best buds forever, years ago. He even reminded me this last night. We were hanging out for your birthday. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you were sold on Vegas when we were here for your bachelor party. He was like, you were saying, I want to move to fucking Vegas. Back then, that was like 2017. Yeah.
I'm glad you know what year we got married.
2017.
Okay. Good job.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And then, they still lived in LA though. Yeah. And everyone lived in LA, and then we bought our house or condo in 2018, and then they moved to Vegas in 2018, and then they were like, "We love it, you should come," but we're like, "We just bought our condo."
We were skeptical too.
Yeah, we loved our condo.
We loved our condo. You had just started nesting the condo up, mm-hmm. and we couldn't believe how awesome it was having as much space as we had in the condo.
Yeah,
like we were like, "This is unbelievable."
Double the space that we had
for
in
LA
our...
too.
Yeah,
and I sort of had this cocky thing too that I liked where. You know, when you were walking toward the back of
the building.
We lived in the complex or whatever.
Yeah.
When you're walking towards the back of it, that entire chunk, the whole wing
the whole
of it was
corner.
Ours.
Yeah.
Corner to corner.
Yeah, corner to
ours.
Corner.
And I kind of liked that.
Yeah.
And I kind of liked knowing that.
So. Yeah, it was really big. Yeah, it just kept going. It was surprisingly big inside.
Yeah.
For what it looked like on the outside. But that's neither here nor there. I thought this episode would be interesting because if you go back a year, if you've been listening to the show a year, you heard about, us... about to make the leap and
nervous.
It was nervous and also like hopeful. And it was also, we had a bunch of reasons why we wanted to move. And I think that, I never get to hear really updates when people take a big risk and then then it happens.
That's
they,
true.
They don't like do an update. Like, did it work out? Like, be honest. Like, what is some shit that they don't tell you about that risk that you just took? And so I will still say that like most of the pros that I thought were going to be pros were indeed pros of living here.
What was the biggest reason you wanted to move for you?
Honestly, space.
Yeah.
I know we said saving money on taxes, which is true.
Yeah.
But the space thing, like I've just always wanted a house with a pool and we could never afford a place like this in LA.
No way.
And I also really missed our friends. A lot of our friends moved to Vegas during the pandemic, and our best friends, Chad and V, were already here. And I don't know, it just felt like a sunny end to a storm.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Exactly. And it was like because we had been through the pandemic in LA. Like, it was just completely new memories, new associations with things.
And I'd never lived outside of California. So that was like scary and also exciting.
Yeah.
So we could afford a much bigger house here. I'm a really big environmentalist type of person, but like a environment where like my environment affects me a lot.
Yeah, Nikki's actually
affects my mental health a lot.
Anti-environmentalism. She's for dumping.
I know, I trash. I litter everywhere outside of my house, but in my house.
She's for nuclear waste.
Yes. Bring it. I've never seen acid rain. I was promised acid rain as a kid. I was terrified of it. Never seen it.
You know what has acid rain?
What?
Other planets in our solar system. And guess what? They don't even have new nuclear energy. Explain that.
I can't.
You can't.
I don't want to live there because it would affect my mental health. So not only does our house, like our actual inside of the house where I spend most of my time because we work from home, we live at home, we like do most of our stuff at home. So I'm home the majority of my life. I need my environment to like be inspiring and like light and not like gloomy, and our condo, I made it as nice as possible, but it was kind of dark.
You maxed it out.
Yeah, I maxed it out.
It
didn't have a lot of natural light, which I really get joy from natural light, naturally lit places.
Bedroom window oversaw like a parking lot.
Yeah.
It was weird.
And now our bedroom window oversees like a bunch of treetops and rooftops and pools. And it looks like, it's like a little oasis. And then I'm also affected by the sky outside. And there's no overcast here, really. Like, overcast really, really affects me, really gives me a lot of anxiety. There's not really any overcast here. And I don't mind the rain.
The marine layer.
Yeah, but when it rains here, which is rare, but when it does rain here, it's like complete with like thunder and lightning and like it's cool rain.
It's real weather.
It's like dramatic.
I know.
Everything is dramatic here.
I love that.
And then there's no smog here. So the sky is really, really blue. Like, I didn't really realize how not blue our sky was in LA till we moved here. And I was going back and forth, you know, between the two when we were closing the houses. I didn't really realize that. I mean, you just walk outside, you're like, oh, you know, what a beautiful sunny day. But the blue here is so much bluer.
Stark.
There's not as much light pollution either. So at night you can see way more stars.
I'm such a big space guy. That has honestly been one of my favorite things about living here.
Yeah. Yeah, same.
Like seeing, because you know me, I'm on that thing. I'm on that app like every night looking where the planets are and stuff.
Yeah.
And I can see them clearer than I've ever seen them.
Yeah.
Which is fucking cool.
Yeah. So mental health wise, I've definitely felt it go up. And I've seen our cat's mental health go up.
I know
that sounds woo woo.
Yeah, you're right.
But the minute we got them here, they were so happy the first day they were even here. Like usually it takes them a little bit of an adjustment period. At least Franklin and Joe, we've moved them a few times. And usually like the first few days, they're just really on edge.
Oh, crazy. First 2 days are wild for them.
Yeah. But here they were so happy. Like I think there was just more space. You know, Joe felt really territorial at the last place.
With all the other kitties.
The new kitties came in and they felt like they were encroaching on his space. And here everyone kind of spreads out. Has their own rooms. It's nice.
It's perfect, honestly.
Perfect.
And that first night, do you remember? Because, you know, me and Nikki don't have children, so we get so very excited for our cat's reactions to things, because that's we see the world through our cat's eyes,
mm-hmm.
which might be sad to some of you. You might be like, oh, wow, that is a really sad fact to some of you. But
we get a lot of joy from it.
We really enjoy it.
Yeah, we get a lot of joy from that.
So the night one when we had the cats... You know me, I just wanted to let them all out and like see what was going to happen. And I kind of basically did that.
Yeah, because you're supposed to like get them used to one room at a time, but see, it was a bad.
I'm bad, bad cat dad bad sometimes. Cat dad. And I just unleashed them.
Yeah.
But watching them like run around and like they were scrambling around and fucking enjoying everything.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was cool. They were like on an adventure. Okay, the second thing that I was nervous about, because when we were sold this house, we were told it was a retirement community. And that it was going to be, so I was expecting mostly older people. I heard that there's like a big Russian community here. So I was expecting a lot of like older Russian people. And I was like, well, I hope there's like, you know, maybe just like one couple that are like our age that maybe we have common interests and we could hang out with. And there's like so many couples here.
It's crazy.
And, that are our age. And not only that, but that I was specifically asking for a couple that knew how to play poker. If that wasn't too much to ask. I was like, I'll take a Russian couple that plays poker too. Like, even if they're like a 60-year-old Russian couple, I'm down. I'm down with that if they just play poker. Yeah. And not only do we have neighbors that are our age, that are couples, but also they're professional poker players, which is amazing. And we have game nights and it's so fun.
And my other buddy is a diehard sports fan. So it's like me and him are just two peas in a pod fucking watching everything.
Everybody has very similar like vibes. Because I was scared like, okay, we don't really know. We like have our friends that moved here, but they're not going to live in our neighborhood. And so like we know like a few people, but are we going to like make friends? And I've never had as much of a social life as I've had this past year.
I agree with that. Usually it was me bringing all the socials.
Yeah.
But now you because of the poker community, you've brought quite a bit.
Yeah, I feel more of a sense of belonging here than I did in LA, which is, it's weird because I knew a lot of people in LA and we would hang out and stuff and they were in the entertainment industry, so same industry. But I just never felt like genuine, like, you always kind of feel like you're only as good as your last project.
It's a fact. It just is.
That's just how LA people are.
Yeah.
Like everyone's looking to grind and like boost their career through networking. And so like if you can't help them, then like it just. And so you always like kind of, I guess I didn't realize how many people probably weren't our real friends until.
And that's our circles too. We're not talking about like people in Orange County or like people who are like in Paramount or anything like that. We're talking about like where we were, like the industries that we were swirling in.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just like
there was just a lot of people that I kind of thought were more, we were closer to, and then we weren't.
Yes.
And that threw me off a lot. But anyway, here, yeah, like there's nothing really to gain. It's not like you're like trying to use people here. So the friendships feel more genuine,
yes.
Just right off the bat. Like I feel close to them, even though we've only known each other for less than a year.
Exactly.
I feel pretty close to them.
We so had fun. Like, it's almost like crash, not speed dating, but almost like,
yeah,
we've had just like, cause we're all neighbors, next door neighbors.
And we all hung out. The first time we all hung out, we went through 11 bottles of wine with six people.
It was insane.
That was so fun.
But yeah, it was great.
So it skipped through all the small talk, which
exactly,
is great.
Which is like what I need. I can't do small talk for long. I want to die.
Yeah, same. So it felt like we just dove right in there. And now we have, I celebrated my birthday this week and Halloween and just so many people. Just
lifelong
knew so
friends.
Many people. Yeah,
that's how it feels.
It does feel that way.
And not to brag too, but going to brag a little bit. You know how people always talk about like, you know, I would move to be next to you or whatever the fuck, right? But that never really seems to happen. We moved to Vegas and people are moving here to hang with us. You know what I mean? Or like, we even have friends who are moving closer to where we're at.
You mean a neighborhood?
Yeah, in our neighborhood.
In Vegas. Not like people moving from California to here.
No. But yeah, people wanting to literally live closer to us. Mm-hmm. That's how fucking tight we are. Just saying.
I don't take it that way. But okay. You know,
that's
whatever makes you feel good.
That's how sick we are.
I feel like our neighborhood is just really sick.
It's
like,
so sick. Exactly.
So I thought like one of the cons I had of moving to Vegas was, well, there's no beach. There's not as much nature. They have like all the new houses being built. You can't have grass. So there's like not a lot of like real grass in Vegas. But our neighborhood, because it's like kind of a little bit older.
Grandfathered in.
It was made in the 90s, not too old, but yeah, it got grandfathered in. So there's real grass everywhere and there's lakes and there's like a man-made beach that looks like a real beach.
Exactly. I feel like
it's the real beach. They put sand in there. They put palm
trees. And they have
those
sideways palm trees that I love.
Yeah.
Like the tropical side.
Like the Bahamas.
The Bahamas one where it's like they're going horizontally and then they go up like a Corona bottle.
Like a freaking postcard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And like then they give, when we moved here, I was like, oh, we'll have to get a kayak or something. They have free kayak rentals.
I know.
For all the residents. And pedal boating.
Pedal boating.
Fisherman boating. I don't know.
Yeah. I go out with my buddy fishing, and it's yeah, I can't even believe that's
a neighborhood.
Thing. Yeah, it's really funny.
Yeah, there's a lot of wildlife too because of it. There's bunnies everywhere. Because I was like, oh, like I'm gonna miss. I haven't seen a lot of squirrels. There's no squirrels.
There's
here.
No squirrels.
But there was a lot of squirrels in our old place, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna miss like how much wildlife is here. There's actually so much more wildlife here. There's Canadian geese, Chinese geese. There's turtles. There's bunnies. There's like. Hawks and eagles.
Hella hawks.
Not eagles, hawks.
Hella hawks.
Hella hawks. There's heron birds. I've gotten so into birds since I've moved here.
We saw a cardinal once.
I Google them. I got woodpeckers, we got cardinals, we got hummingbirds, we got yellow breasted chets. Okay.
Okay, bird lady.
Yeah.
Chill.
Sparrows, aplenty.
We get it.
Robins, American robins.
Shut up.
I'm into birds.
I know.
Starlings.
By the way, the ducks need to shut the fuck up a little bit, though.
No, I like them.
They need to shut the fuck up a little bit.
Maybe you need to shut the fuck up.
I'm going to tell the HOA to
maybe they think you need to shut the fuck up. Okay, that is one of the cons. The HOA is like kind of our assholes a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Here, but the neighborhood.
But that's what the HOA is about.
They are about that. They're half the price of our condo HOA, which did nothing.
Did nothing.
And they... kind of, I don't know, it keeps the neighborhood looking nice. They do a good job at keeping the neighborhood looking nice.
Right. By coming down on everybody.
I guess so.
Constantly.
Yeah. The reign of terror.
By the way, nobody in our community likes them. So I'm happy to say that.
It's not the HOA that I hate. It's the ARC committee. There's like...
Yes.
There's like two people that are these old people in the neighborhood that go around looking at everyone's houses and like scrutinizing them, but not like they're kind of discriminatory because they only do this to the new homeowners where they just scrutinize your house and like cite you for things. And if you don't fix it, then in 2 weeks, then you get fined $100 a week, but you have to go through the ARC to get approval to fix the thing that they told you to fix. And then that takes 45 days to approve. So you're just like, they give you like just a weird fake timeline.
It's a runaround.
It's a whole freaking
joke.
It's a joke. But like they're bored.
Bored,
like,
old people.
One girl got cited because she had too much dust on her walls. On her walls. And it's windy here.
So crazy.
Like what?
There's, these people are
too
so
much
bored.
Dust.
You have to walk all the way up somebody's wall like that.
Ours has a little bit of rust on our side gate that's like way in the back, hidden behind trees. Can't even find it. Like, how the fuck did you even see my rusty side gate without walking? Jerk.
Jerko.
So that's...
I'll take the fucking gate off.
But you're
going
to get that anywhere. That's not even just a Vegas
thing. How
about
I take the gate off? Then what are you going to do?
Cite you for not having a gate?
Probably.
That's not Vegas related, though.
No.
I will say that Vegas-wise, poker's way more fun here than L.A. The drinks are free. Everybody's here having a good time. Not the regulars that live here, but like there's a lot more tourists. So they're all here having a good time and they're like just here to get drunk and blow off money.
Yep.
Whereas in LA, like you have to really go out of your way to like a not so great neighborhood to play cards and you have to pay for your drinks. Like you gotta wanna be there like really bad.
Yeah.
Whereas in Vegas, people are just like, ah, I'm in Vegas and I kinda know how to play poker. So
people play tight in LA, right?
No. People play way too gambly in LA.
In LA?
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, people have to play tight here. And well, okay, so the regulars here play really tight.
Yeah.
If you're trying to find a Monday, Tuesday game, the games in LA are way better. But if you're here on like the weekends when the tourists are here, then you got the regulars who are playing kind of tight, and then you got like loose touristy people that are here to just blow off a bunch of cash. But in LA, people just make more money, I think.
Oh,
and
I
so
see.
Then they're just a little bit more gambly. Then the demographic that goes to the card rooms, at least, is like just more gambling.
Like Roth types?
What's Roth?
Like, you know, Raphael.
Oh.
Our real estate buddy.
Shout out to our real estate.
Yeah, we love him.
Yeah, he loves PLO.
He's a fucking degenerate.
But that's, the tournament type of level adrenaline players in LA.
Yeah.
Where they're excited about the quick cash
type. This guy was showing us a house, by the way. Not a joke. He was showing us a house. Or no, he was helping us like get our house ready to sell.
Yeah.
And he was playing poker on his phone.
No, he wasn't. He was showing me the app. Our game, I'm still part of that club, by the way, but our games don't start till 8 p.m. So it wasn't during.
Oh,
it wasn't.
Okay. Well, he was
showing
just showing
it to us. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Yeah.
No, he was showing me the app. I still play on that app too with those guys.
Yeah.
I love those guys. Shout out to the Money Club.
I remember you playing with those guys the first couple times and you just yelling like, what the fuck, so many times because they play wild.
They do. Yeah. It's fun.
It's fun.
Okay, so I also feel like here in Vegas, there's so much to do at any time. Like we're in LA, there's not like a lot to do unless you like are going to an event. Like,
yes.
You have to go to
dinner. Like one type of event.
Yeah. And like,
and again, this is just the circles we ran in. I know there's so much shit to do in LA, but like when it came to our friend groups that we were around, it was like you're going to something where you're taking pictures for somebody's like perfume or something.
Yeah.
Somebody's perfume opening or somebody's like
a brand
doing
a party
a thing.
Or
yeah,
something.
That was just our circles. It was like, you know, it was like that.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, there's like, you know, restaurants to go to. But like I'm talking about if you wanted to go on a date night, like if you wanted to go, you have to really plan if you wanted to do something other than go out to dinner.
You for sure.
Right. Like if there's like a concert, like you have to go downtown in traffic, takes an hour, got to find parking. It's going to cost you like $50.
Yeah.
And then you got to walk there or whatever. And it's like not a great.
Did you know the new stadium, SoFi? Parking, Walter from JK was telling me, he was like parking is $150.
What the fuck?
Parking $150.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
It's crazy.
They just
cash.
They just fuck you up with parking, and you don't have a choice.
It's crazy.
Because if you park downtown, like downtown is the most dangerous place if you're not gonna protect your car, like you know, park somewhere safe.
Yeah.
So you don't have a choice. You got to pay $150.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That was for NFL stuff. I don't know how it is outside of that. But
well, yeah, and they do concerts and stuff.
Bonker balls.
But yeah, like here, I feel like I get overwhelmed by the amount of choices of what we can do on a date night. There's like cool little speakeasy bars. My parents were here last week and we were taking them around town and I just was reminded about how much there is to do.
It's
like,
so sick.
Do you want to see a show? Oh, hey, Adele's in town. Oh, do you want to go to see Lady Gaga? Like, and you don't have to go through a massive parking thing. Like, you just park at the casino.
It was designed for it.
People are just happening to do shows. Like, there's always some huge billboard artist doing a concert, no matter what the fuck day.
Yeah.
And
or someone's got a residency or something.
So you just like literally open Google and you're like, who do you want to see today? You go watch a show.
Go to Cirque du Soleil show.
Go to Area 15. There's so many cool bars.
The Colts will be here next week against the Raiders. Like,
yeah.
So it's awesome. Sports, it's just so cool. Yeah. And then I guess we're getting the Oakland A's soon.
Baseball. There's a never-ending list of things to do. And then the restaurants here, people are like, yeah, but the LA food scene. I'm like, dude, the top chefs from all around the world do residencies here.
Yep.
So like, it's really like the best food.
And we have a sushi spot that's better than anywhere we went to, I think, the whole time we were in LA.
Yeah.
Like, we loved some of our spots too. That's why I say that, because we loved our spots. But the sushi spot we go to out here is like fucking way better than that.
Yeah, which is surprising because it's at the desert.
Exactly. That's not even on the strip.
You know what I heard though is they like it, when they import the fish, the fish are alive still. So it's like, that's why it's so fresh.
Wow.
Like, it's not like they're importing like dead fish like in a
truck. Because
we
always think about that, like, well, you're not close to the ocean, how are they doing
so
that?
How fresh can it be? Yeah, but it's like really fresh.
Go figure, they figured that out. That's awesome.
Exactly. So anything else that you I have a couple more, like, seasons. Right now I'm wearing a blanket because it's cold because it's actually cold when it's not summer anymore. People are like, how are you gonna deal with the heat? Okay, first of all, the heat was like 2 months, maybe 3 months. You can make an argument for three months. Okay, so 3 months. Had free pool heating that entire time.
That's a fact.
Had a pool to swim in, which is so cool, because I used to go pay $20 if I wanted to go swimming in LA. I used to pay a hotel that was down the street $20 to have pool access for the day. And I hated their pool, but it was the only choice I had. Couldn't find any other pools around. Their pool was like way too warm, and it was way in the sun, and they had a loud DJ and like loud, obnoxious people all the time.
And Nikki can't hang with that.
I can't hang with that. I just wanted a relaxing time. And here, I just go walk outside in the morning, have a relaxing time journaling next to the pool. Then I go jump in. I don't mind the heat, especially dry heat. Like, I mind the cold a lot, but I don't mind the heat. And it does get cold here, but snow cold.
Well, just about. I mean,
there's snow on the mountains.
Yeah, snow on the mountains.
But I don't want to deal. I don't have to deal with shoveling snow or like ice on my windshield or any of the stuff that my East Coast friends have to deal with their car. I didn't know gasoline could freeze, but apparently it does.
When I was a kid, it was exciting, but now I understand if you're an adult.
Yeah, I could go visit the snow because there's snows in the mountains. So you could like go to the snow, which is another cool thing, mm-hmm. is that you have options. You just go to the snow.
You could do that in Cali too.
Yeah. And there's hiking here. There's hiking in Cali. So there's like, I thought a lot of things I was giving up in California. I actually didn't have to give up.
That's true.
They are here too. Plus, seasons. Everyone in LA right now is bitching that it's still in the 80s. It's still like 80 degrees out there, and it's fall, like we're deep into fall now. We're almost into winter.
Yeah, it's like 50 degrees out.
They're like, I can't even wear a sweater.
Yeah.
I can't even wear my hoodie.
It's funny because when I was a kid, I had seasons. I lived in Virginia and stuff, right? I lived in Indiana and then I lived in Virginia. We had seasons. And then now that I moved back to seasons, last year, Christmas time, fall time, it was the best I've had in decades.
Yeah. Like the tree outside our house changes colors. It's so cute.
It just feels like it's not just something that you see on the calendar and on your phone and like through people putting decorations up. It like it is seen in your environment as well.
I think for those that have not lived in California, maybe you don't understand, but in Southern California, it really is just
every day
one, maybe two seasons. We have spring and summer.
Yeah,
like it
honestly,
never gets like really winter. It never gets really fall. It's like kind of cold, and it's like
it rains 12 days out of the year,
and
maybe
not cold.
Yeah, I need seasons. I need to see it reflected in the environment. Like, it's something that I think is going to be on my list now of things I need, because I really love it here because of that is one of the biggest parts.
The air is like crisp and the air's crisp. Smells like fall.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just fall because somebody has a pumpkin in front of their door. Like, yeah. It's fall all over the fucking place. Actually fall. It's cool.
You could turn on a fireplace and get cozy and exactly. It feels like it. Doesn't feel like we're doing fake winter.
I think I needed to leave California a long time ago, but having actually gotten out of it, I'm just trying to soak up every moment because I'm so thankful that I don't live there anymore.
Yeah. I mean, we always had this kind of argument because I was like, I don't really care for seasons because I'd never experienced them. And I don't, the couple times we've been to the snow, I'm over it in like a couple days. It's cool the first day. And then I'm like, okay, I'm like really cold and I hate wearing this many clothes. But I'd say Vegas is a happy medium because it gives you seasons. So you get to like wear sweaters and layers and have fun and it feels like things are changing, but it's not like freezing cold.
I honestly think that I came to resent California for
the lack of seasons.
The lack of seasons, yeah. Huh. Like it was something that really bothered me when I first moved there. And my mom would always be like, it's a beautiful day, isn't it beautiful? And I'm always like, but there's no like, you know.
This is monotonous for
it's
you?
It's just monotonous. Yeah, it's the same fucking day. And the weather can honestly change my mood so easily. Like if it's a rainy day, I fucking love that. Mm-hmm. I just like all that. So like, yeah, I needed it a long time ago. I resented California for all that, for sure.
Did you have to deal with any tornadoes or anything where you lived?
When I was a kid, yeah.
It was pretty there's crazy. No tornadoes here and no earthquakes.
Yeah, we had hurricanes in Virginia. We had tornadoes in Indiana.
Like very
and
few
Virginia.
Natural disasters here.
Yeah.
I guess we could go through a sandstorm.
That happened.
Yeah?
Yeah. That happened last year.
Here?
There was a sandstorm here, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there was. Yeah. We almost had to drive through it.
Well, I had to drive through it to go get you something. I don't remember what it was. I think it was getting Lidl or something.
That was crazy.
Yeah. But it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
It was better visibility than it said on the phone.
Not like an earthquake level where it's going to destroy buildings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think I was at the epicenter of wherever it was. I think I was on the edges of it, but yeah.
We are in a drought.
Yes.
But I will say I've learned so much about how Las Vegas is so fucking good at water conservation. Mm-hmm. Like the way, I watched a whole video. You should watch on YouTube. It's really fascinating, actually. Like the way that they recycle every single drop of indoor water. Gets recycled and cleaned.
Crazy.
It gets cleaned and then put back into Lake Mead.
Wow.
It's like it just, every drop of water. So every, in the hotels you see, the Bellagio, like everywhere you see any indoor water, it gets cleaned and recycled back into.
That's wild.
Clean water again. Wild. So anyway, we're going to go on break, but when we come back, I'm going to talk about some of the cons that I've
experienced. At last.
Because there's a lot of pros, but are there cons? Are these people just too hyped on Vegas? Buy whatever we tell you to buy.
Please.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout-outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So Huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
Hello, welcome back. While we were on break, our neighbors, the ones we were talking about,
he called
came
me
over
during the show
with hangover stuff because we went out last night, all of us.
Nikki got blasted.
I got wasted off of two drinks.
Yeah, I haven't seen like that in years.
Like, I think it's just they know when I'm celebrating my birthday. Like the drunk gods, they like know, and they make sure to make me extra drunk because I had two drinks.
You were hilarious though, because like
so drunk, everything was spinning.
You kept on. You like went to a palm reader, and everyone's like, "Is Nikki okay?" She just keeps on leaving. I'm like, "This is what she does. She'll be fine." I'm like, "She'll come back. Don't worry."
I was trying to focus on what the psychic lady was saying, it, and I couldn't. Everything was spinning around her. I thought I was gonna vomit on her cards. I don't really remember what she said. She did tell us though that we were gonna have a daughter. I was like, are you sure? She also said I was going to live a long time. I was like, are you sure? Like, my back hurts. Do I have to?
Did you say we have a daughter and it's a female cat?
I did not. I told her we had a lot of cats, though.
I would have said that.
Well, she said, do you have kids? And I was like, I got four cats. She's like, you're going to have a human kid.
I would have said defensively, very defensively, by the way, that I already have a daughter.
Stupid. All right. So Vegas. We love it. We fucking love
it. Honestly, I fucking love it here.
Is there anything that stands out to you that's like, I don't like this.
The dryness was strange to adjust to, especially in the early days, because I actually had blisters on my on my legs. Remember that?
I was shocked.
On my thighs, like on the back of my thighs, I had like blisters from just like my skin adjusting to how dry it was. It was like cracking.
Yeah.
But that took about a month and then I was fine. But as the seasons have changed, Nikki reminded me we moved here during autumn last year.
Yeah, it's been a year.
And now I'm definitely getting more of the dryness.
Me too. I thought that it was just an adjustment period and like, oh, I'm good now. But no, it seems to be seasonal.
There's less moisture in the air for some reason right now.
I wake up and my throat is so dry. Yeah. Like, I don't know if you can hear the rasp. Like, I have a little bit more rasp in my voice these days.
I kind of like it.
It's kind of cool. It's kind of sexy.
Yeah, I think it's sexy.
So I should move it over to the pros list.
I think you should. Carry
dryness
it on over.
Makes my voice sexy.
Carry it on through.
There's a drought, but there was a drought in California too. And the way that they conserve water here is like way better than California. Like California
like
needs to take notes.
Better.
Like take notes, bitch. I did mention there's no grass here. There's no beach. There's not as much nature. If you get out of our neighborhood, there's like, it's like more desert.
It's a desert.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of greenery. I'm surprised, especially where we live in Summerlin.
Yeah,
like
surprised.
Summerlin is like.
So what they do in Summerlin, even if you're not in a gated community, they have like a almost like a city HOA.
Yeah.
Like where everyone pays like $40 a month or something, and they landscape all the neighborhoods.
It looks
legit. Really cool. Like it actually makes it very pleasant to drive through.
It's sick.
As opposed to like in LA, like in Van Nuys where we're living, like it was just a bunch of strip malls, no landscaping, dirty sidewalks, littered. It's all clean everywhere.
Yep.
I was surprised at that. Because you don't think, I don't know, when you come to Vegas as a tourist, at least for me, I was like, yeah, Vegas is cool for a couple of days, but I couldn't live here. And mostly that was due to like just my perception of Vegas was just the strip. And the lack of, I don't know, you know, nature.
Well, that is the problem with when you think about Las Vegas.
Everyone
zooms
just
in on
the strip. Yeah.
But there's so much to Vegas that I actually fell in love with off the strip.
And that's what I love. Now we're going back to like things we love.
I know.
It's like if it's like a big city feel if you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like a small town vibe when you go back home.
Dude, when the JK boys were in town, like me and Anthony were kicking it, you know, when we were filming JK.
Yeah.
And then he was staying with us. So, like, it's so cool that we could go from the strip right to, like, the fucking Aria.
Yeah.
And then, or, like, Circus or wherever.
And you feel like, oh, we're in Vegas.
Yeah. And then it's 20 minutes and I'm home in my own bed.
Yep.
Like, it's, you, it, I can't even explain it to people enough, like, how cool that is.
And it's such a polar opposite feeling, too, because our house is so peaceful.
Yes, and quiet.
Yeah, and then you go to the Strip, and it's like, it's everything the Strip is, so you feel like, yay, I'm out of the house, and I'm doing things, and then you come back home, and you're like, ah, I can relax.
Nikki pointed out to me recently, because I often don't wear my glasses, but she was like, you know, you can see the Strip from this one part of our house. And I actually now look at that like every night because I can't fucking believe it. But it's like, so it's like, it's right there.
Yeah.
All the noise, hustle, bustle, all that. I can cover it with a thumb right now. But
yeah.
But here it's, I could hear a pin drop outside like at night.
Yeah. And on, if you look out the other side of the house windows, you see like the lake and like calming reflections yes. on the lake.
Yeah. It's all, it's just freaking. Yeah. We'll find some cons for you. We'll find some cons for you.
I'll have another one. So because there is so much to do here and. Like so much that we love to do here, I do have to strive a little harder for balance than I did in LA, because in LA, I mean, I naturally am more of a morning person, not really a nocturnal being.
No.
But here in Las Vegas, because poker is so fun here and I enjoy playing the night games, and I don't really realize that it's night because you're in the casino, so there's no windows and you just lose track of time. I've become more of a night person,
yeah.
But then still identify with being a morning person. So then my body goes to bed. I go to bed at like 3 a.m. And then my body still wants to wake up at 8 a.m. And I'm all thrown off and like groggy all day. And it's harder to balance my routines that I used to do. So I have to consciously like take days off, like play every other day, like don't play poker every night, get more adjusted, or like adjust my routine to like be later in the morning and get my work done at night, you know, that day. I don't know. It's still, I'm still working on it.
I do have to say though, I've never seen you more relaxed.
Yeah.
The entire time we've been together, like 10 years now, just about coming up on our 10th. You have never been more like, had easier access to your chill side.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're usually a waking up tornado, like frenzied tornado, I would say, most of the time, like high stress, high anxiety, high, like the pressure's on. Whereas out here, you can, you just got more chill.
Yeah, I've actually struggled with an identity type of crisis, too, because of that, because I've only known
the intensity,
the high strung Nikki,
your father's
and
Nikki.
I don't really know this one. You know, this is, I feel that like I'm the most authentic version of myself I've ever been in my life.
I agree.
And I do think that being less stressed has a lot to do with that. But I also get scared sometimes because like I find myself forgetting appointments and forgetting like I'm so on top of everything normally that to forget like certain bills having to be paid or like. I haven't been on top of our budget or like on, you know, I'm just not on it, yeah. You know, because yeah. I don't have the level of anxiety that maybe is helpful for staying on top of things. So I get kind of scared, like, oh my God, am I letting everything fall apart?
Before you're falling behind,
but it's weird because I feel very calm and like I'm supposed to just go with the flow right now.
That's the other thing. I've never in the entire time I've known you, seen you more confident.
Yeah.
You have like a quiet confidence to you, about you now. It's sexy as hell, by the way.
Thank you.
I fucking love it. It's fucking hot. But
stop. Keep
but
going.
I think the poker skill set that you have has just given you that kind of quiet confidence. Like it's just really cool to see. Like because for years you yearn to like be to excel at something.
Yeah.
Like to really like be a standout at something. And I'm not saying that you're thinking this. This is what I see.
Yeah.
Because I know you don't think this. Yeah. But there is, it's just that kind of belonging that you have in the poker community. Like everyone's really cool to you and everyone's like has accepted you and embraced you.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of confidence from that, I see it all over the place.
Yeah, I absolutely feel like more supported here. Yeah. Like even if people aren't directly like supporting, it just feels more that sense of belonging. Like when I go to the Aria the other night, I went to the Aria. I was trying to play some live tournaments at the Wynn and other places, but stopped by the Aria in between, and I just know everybody, like, you know, all the dealers, I know
so
like,
funny
a lot of the regulars are sitting down, we catch up on like, hey, how's your night, is this game good, like, but and we're talking about the games. And yeah, I didn't even think about it until I went to the bathroom. Like, wow, I used to come here as a tourist And now I feel like this is like a second home.
Yep.
I feel like going there is like, I don't know, going to kind of like a, going to work, but it doesn't feel like work. It's like a camaraderie there, and I'm not directly competing with people. So I don't, yeah, it feels, it's the most interesting feeling I've ever felt.
It's
I don't
cool.
really know how to it's describe cool. it.
And I get to go to the sports book. By the way, let me just go there too.
Yeah.
Another plus. You can do, it's free to park here, first of all, if you're an M Life member, which we are. So at like M Life casinos, obviously. So like,
if you're a gold member.
If you're a gold member, thank you. But so we just roll up, we park, I go to the sports book, I get like a fucking Truly at one of the little stands or whatever, and then I sit there and I watch every single sport at the same time in the hugest room.
That's what I'm saying, is like, it's sick. Everything you will. Like, if I'm like, what do I want to do today? Like, do I want to go rollerblading? Do I want to go kayaking? Or do I want to go see Adele perform? Or do I want to go play poker? Anything that you want to do, like, it's like a kid in a candy shop. Like, you
can
just go do it.
This is sponsored by the Las Vegas Tourism Board, apparently.
Yeah, right.
Because holy shit, I know. But
I just feel like there's, so it's amazing and I love it. But then there's also that, like, holy shit, it's like an overload of everything I love. So
yeah.
I do have to like kind of be balanced. And even though we're saving a lot of money on taxes and just the cost of living is a lot lower here, there's also so much more to spend your money on that I end up, I spend way more here than I did in LA, because it's not as exciting to leave the house in LA. Like,
that's a
there's
fact.
Not like a lot of places that I'm excited to go to outside of my house.
For sure.
In LA, but here it's like, where do we want to go today?
It's so
go
fun.
Anywhere. It's fun. It's unlocked this like inner child playful side, because you can just go anywhere and do like whatever you feel like doing that day.
By the way, they're not paying us, but we just did the Area 15 Omega Mart experience.
Yeah.
Dude.
So cool.
So sick. I can't believe it's right there. It's like right, it's like close to us. It's like
right there.
Right there. And it's like,
if you're a Nevada resident, it's like pretty cheap to do any of the experiences.
It's just so, there's so much to do here. It's, I know we keep saying that, but it's just awesome.
You just keep thinking of new things to do. Like, even if you wanted to go like on a date night, I was like, maybe we could go to the Link afterwards. And the Link is like this big Ferris wheel.
Yeah, we did that when we got engaged.
And they have a bar inside of the little pods that go around the Ferris wheel. And it's $8.
$8.
Like, you don't have to spend a whole lot of money, but there's just a whole lot to spend your money on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you do have to be careful about that. There's also, we've just had more of a social life here, like I said earlier. So even though it's really, really cool, it's also just like, oh, I'm having a hard time balancing
for sure
my social life and work life. And I don't even know what I'm doing work-wise anymore. It's like a lot of transitions happening. Yes. So, yeah, it's been like confusing and scary, but exciting. Like, the most exciting it's ever been, and like also scary, because it's like, I don't know this version. I haven't started over.
Exactly.
In over
That's
a decade.
What it is. It's a start over.
It feels like a new beginning.
But you're like in the right place at the right time. Like, very much like early YouTube for us. Like,
yeah,
I feel like you're in the right place at the right time. Like, the community you're part of out here, it's just really cool.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm constantly just, okay, I'm just going to follow this inner guidance, because logically, if I tried to like logically plan it on paper, it doesn't make sense. But inner guidance-wise, things just start falling into place. So
also, the Venn diagram on like, as far as like new poker friends goes and crypto friends goes, is like a one-to-one circle.
True.
So it's pretty fun. Like, almost everybody that we know in the poker circles do crypto stuff too.
Yeah, and they like sports.
And they like sports. So it's like fucking my whole jam.
Yeah. A lot of common interests. Okay. So, in here, not only is there a lot to spend your money on, but we're more experienced people. Like, if we're going to spend money, it's going to be on experiences.
Always.
So there's just more experience-based things here. Like, in LA, I feel like people spend a lot of money on like material things. Like, if they're going to spend money, it's going to be on like designer stuff, fashion, cars, that kind of stuff. In Vegas, it's like experiences, like a Cirque du Soleil show, or, you know, a magic show, or like secret. It's like fun, like secret things. Like, our neighbor, Katie, she just went to this magic show where they only invite, like, they only have like small crowds of people that can get in, and you have to like give them a passcode to like get in. And the only way you get the passcode is by, they send out riddles to your email, And the first like three people to answer the question right, like get to invite whoever they want to this, so the show. Yeah. It was just like they have a bunch of things like that here.
Well, and my neighbor and I are going to do this thing soon where you shoot guns in golf carts at like at Frisbees. It's going to be sick.
That sounds very trashy, but it I like it.
But exactly. I like love it.
Oh, yeah. And our neighbors have a golf cart. And they yes. It's decorated in Christmas lights. And the first thing I noticed when we moved in, because it was Christmas season, I was like, our neighbors have a Jingle Bell golf cart. It plays like Jingle Bell music.
Yeah, it's so great.
And it's so fun because we drive it. Like, they'll if we go drinking at the Americana, which there's a bunch of like bars and restaurants in our neighborhood. Like, yeah. Not even like we have to go anywhere. It's like in our neighborhood. They take us in their golf cart over it's there, sick. And then we all come back.
I still have yet to be on the golf cart.
You've yet to be on the golf cart? Well,
yeah, because I wasn't here for Katie's birthday. I was doing JK.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. But, so,
and then the time we tried to use it, the battery died. And then it was in service.
But it's so fun. But yeah, so you've gotten to go on a bunch. I think that we're all going to get golf carts.
Oh, we got to get a golf cart.
Yeah.
We got to wait for the bull market to come back. But then
we're going to get a golf cart.
For sure.
1,000% in decorating in Christmas.
I almost bought one last year. I'm glad I didn't because I have more capital for the bear. But holy shit, I can't wait.
But you have less golf carts.
We have significantly less golf
carts. Yes. Okay. And then the other thing I was going to say is along the same lines of, you know, the pros also are the cons. So yes, I love our house and it's a lot more space than what we had in LA. But because of that, there's also like a lot more maintenance than I was used to or that I had planned for, where like, you know, we have to have a pool guy and there's like, you know, gardeners and there's like always stuff that needs to be fixed, like broken roof tiles or the house needs to be painted or, you know, we got to.
Thankfully, we have access to people like Ray. Huge shout out to Ray, our buddy Ray. You're the fucking man.
Huge shout out.
He knows we love him, but still, we love you, Ray. You're the man. Biggest shout out of all time for him, because I don't think we would be anywhere near up and running like we are.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, he did help. He helped us even get this house. Yeah. Exactly. And then told us like what kind of things we needed to focus on as far as like immediate fixes and
he
stuff.
He came and decorated our house for Christmas last year.
I know.
Like, dude's the man.
We love you, Ray.
We love you, Ray.
So anyway, if you are free, it's Christmas time again, if you want to come over here.
What are you doing next weekend, we're thinking?
We got a six-pack of beers.
We're thinking you better be here too sharp.
Oh, also, I love how there's an international airport.
Yes, and your parents can fly to us like for $50.
Yeah, the flights here
from Santa Barbara
to and from California are very cheap and super quick, 45 minutes. Very easy, way better than driving. But if you are going to drive, one of the cons I don't like is that there's only one road in and out. To if you want to go to California,
it's not for me.
It's like there's only one road. And so if something happens on that road or there's a dust storm or like when we
or
drove.
Or it's raining the whole way.
Exactly. When during Christmas Eve, we drove out of here and it took us 7 hours to get to LA.
Disgusting.
In traffic, like just nonstop traffic, bumper to bumper traffic.
It was disgusting.
Disgusting.
Yeah. And offensive.
And offensive.
We couldn't even see 3 feet in front of the car.
Oh, another thing. I just keep thinking of new things. We're so close to like all these cities or these little things that I haven't been to, like the Grand Canyon or like Sedona.
Area 51.
Yeah.
I want to go to Area 51.
Okay.
I do.
I don't care about it. But
please
I will. Okay, for your birthday.
Okay, yes.
Okay, you got to wait next year
yes.
for your birthday.
I'm going to send you a Google invite.
Okay, thank you.
I will.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, since living here, I haven't felt like this urge to go on vacation.
I don't care about it.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Like I used to look forward to that every year.
I need a beach vacation like once a year was the old refrain. I don't even think about it.
Me neither. It's just like there's so much to do.
But I do still stick up for the fact that it's not a vacation unless there's a beach. Like
I agree with
and
that.
And you're probably a piece of shit if you
I just haven't like had that yearning. I think the beach relaxes me.
Mm-hmm.
And I love floating in the waves. But I feel so relaxed here.
Exactly.
That it's like the same vibe.
Same.
Yeah. And not to say I'll never go on vacation again.
I love it here so much. Yeah. It's like I was saying earlier, I feel like I have to soak up every moment here because I just feel like I missed it for too long.
Yeah.
You know?
And I miss it so much whenever we leave, like when we go to LA
so
and come back or like, I traveled to Austin and I couldn't wait to come back. And I'm flying back into Vegas. It's like you see the strip and it's all lit up and it just feels like home now. I associate it with home.
If I could get Nick, Ryan, and Anthony to move out here, I would literally never have to go to LA again.
Yeah, true. True.
Because like, now I think all your cousins are married now.
Yeah.
I think I'd be probably.
Well, we have Christmas Eve maybe. But
Christmas Eve maybe, yeah.
I will say though, I do drive. I go back to LA, not drive. I fly back to LA for my hairdresser because I'm so loyal. I've been with her for 12 years, and I don't want anyone else to cut my hair. Shout out to Dawn. But the past couple times she's cut my hair, she's like, "Your hair is like fucked up. Like something's fucked. Like what products are you using?" I'm like, "I'm not using any products," and she's like, "I don't know what it is, but you need a detoxifying shampoo." So I found out that it's because the water here is so hard. And we do have a filtering system, but it doesn't matter. And I was swimming a lot. And then also the showers don't like rinse it out because there's a lot of calcium here. Mm-hmm. And so it was building up in my hair where she couldn't even like run her fingers through my hair.
Whoa.
And I was like, yeah, I guess I had just gotten gradually used to it that I forgot how soft my hair used to be.
I did too, actually. And you used to point out to me, and I'm like, I barely noticed the difference. But then once your hair got back to normal, I was like, holy shit.
So I got this... one of our other neighbors recommended this shower head filter that literally filters the water, like makes it so soft in real time from your actual shower head, not like a whole system through your house. Because I just felt like it would be wasted on a lot of the things we use water for.
Yes,
but
definitely.
For the shower specifically, she said it helped with her hair a lot. So I got that shower head, immediately noticed a difference. It's like so much softer. And then they got the detox shampoo. And so that really helped. But just something to like the dry skin and dry hair and like calcium buildup, hair, skin, and nails, you just have to really be on top of. And then because the sun is like harsher here in the desert, you just have to be on top of the sunscreen.
Yes, definitely.
But I think that my self care has been way better here, weirdly.
Exactly.
Like it's been more extreme of stuff to take care of, but then I feel like I'm more on top of it because it's extreme.
I completely agree.
So there's that. I don't know if anyone was interested in that at all, but I wanted to give an update because
people ask us all the time, should we live in Vegas? And the answer is yes.
The answer is yes. But also, like, don't make it too crowded here because
it's been
more trafficy lately, and I have really resented that because I loved how there was no traffic here, and now it's starting to feel like LA.
But it's not LA traffic.
And it's also not because of the amount of people living here. There's just a lot of construction going on near the Strip right now. And it's backing up the whole freeway, but it feels like LA again.
Like one of my corners, his name is Nick. He has to sit in traffic. He's probably sitting in traffic while he's listening to this right now. So fuck you, Nick. But that's what you get for living in LA still, Nick. 90 minutes.
That's what you get.
90 minutes to work, 90 minutes home.
That's true. I do complain about the traffic here, but then when I actually was in LA traffic the other day, like when I went back, it was brutal.
It's so much worse than anything we deal with out here.
Yeah, it makes me appreciate the traffic here.
And I understand Texans, you deal with it too. I get it.
New Yorkans,
I don't think they deal with it. I think they got a subway system.
That's true, but if they were to try to drive, it's really bad there.
Yeah. Well, everyone knows that, though. They actually set up a system. They actually built a city around public transportation, unlike LA, where it's like spread to all fuck.
How good New York's public transportation is how good the water conservation is in Vegas.
There you go.
I feel like when you have an extreme problem, you get really good at handling it. Like, you become the best at it.
You know, I used to take the subway in LA sometimes.
You told me that.
Yeah, I used to take it
to
work.
I was like, gross.
When I worked a 9-to-5.
Because the subway in LA is not like you think about it. If you were from New York, it's not the same at all.
No, it's like really targeting just one area.
Yeah.
Like a couple small areas, and then it's like, good luck.
It's not efficient. You still have to walk wherever you get off. You're going to have to walk wherever you're going to go.
Yeah.
Or take an Uber.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was pretty nuts. All right, I love living here. It's the best place I've ever lived.
Same.
In comparison to LA, it does feel a lot like when we first moved to LA.
100%.
Like that excitement, that joy, that like I fucking love the city type of feel. In comparison to Santa Barbara, which is the only other place I've lived, it's just like more like Santa Barbara's really relaxing, but it's so sleepy.
Right.
And stagnant.
I don't like the energy there. Like I liked it for our wedding and like to hang there for a little bit, but I can't work there or live there or anything like that. Like it's just too sleepy.
Sleepy.
Can't do it.
If you like sleeping though.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. And the overcast.
San Diego has that retirement community feel too.
Yeah.
Where I just can't deal.
I was scared of that happening here because they said that this was going to be a retirement type of community, but it's the jam. It's actually the shit. It's pretty lit here.
Yep.
We're the cool kids.
We are the cool kids.
And we get targeted by the HOA.
We sure do. And
we love it.
There's two ways to play the game, and I will bring hell to your door.
Okay.
HOA, I will bring hell to your door. I will systematically have every board member replaced with pro Steve Green members.
Pro Steve Green members.
Yes.
Okay.
It'll happen over time. Watch.
Wonderful.
So
the plan's afoot. Be scared, everybody. Yes. We love Vegas. We're going to do it another year. We're going to renew. We're going to renew our contract. Yeah. thank you for listening. Check out our sponsors. Also, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/sticky. It helps us with the show. And also, we do a bunch of cool stuff every month.
I have Crypto Corner every Tuesday.
We have free roll poker tournaments where we give away cash prizes. We do live streams, all kinds of stuff. And you get these episodes a few days early.
Crypto Corner every Tuesday. Hours of crypto knowledge and insight dropped into your internet. Dropped to your internet.
Okay.
So there you go.
See you next
time. Also, our Discord community is the best. We love you guys.
They really are.
So we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye.